I am the chair of the Women, Girls and Vulnerable Persons Commission within the National Human Rights Council of Algeria. I would like to speak to what we are doing at the level of Algeria's National Human Rights Council with regard to women and women who have been abused in particular. We have set up a sub-commission, which is called the Follow-Up Commission for the Implementation of CEDAW. This sub-commission includes representatives from state bodies, as well as representatives from academia and grassroots representatives. This sub-commission is itself divided into various working groups, and one of the working groups focuses on women's work and jobs. Another one focuses on violence against women. In terms of violence against women, already in 2015, Algeria's criminal code criminalized sexual harassment as well as moral and verbal harassment, both within the family and on the streets and at the workplace. However, the Commission for Human Rights and the working group that it comprises and the representatives of civil society and of the state all suggested, recommended if you like, to create a law dedicated to tackling violence against women in addition to what is already contained in our criminal code. This law would set forth various definitions of the forms of harassment that would be relevant, as well as definitions for rape, and it would also include measures for caring and assisting women who have suffered abuse. It would also include very severe sanctions in the labor code for cracking down on those guilty of harassment against women. Furthermore, there was an act on women's employment. Now, there is no discrimination when it comes to employment. At least all Algerian laws prohibit all discrimination on the grounds of sex. That said, it has been noted that if there is discrimination at the workplace, this is due to the reality of the workplace. Women's employment rates remain low, and in 2016, an article was added to the Labour Code, that is Article 36, and this article encourages all companies, or rather prescribes that all companies, and I do apologize for